Hello, my name is Carice Gwynn. I work in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. Joining me is Charles Brunton, an experienced program analyst in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we are discussing an OIG-issued management alert that focuses on the EPA's response to the drinking water contamination in Flint, Michigan. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you, Carice. Glad to be here.
I want to start off by asking you to explain the purpose of a management alert and why we are issuing this alert now.
Sure. A management alert is simply a tool that the OIG uses to emphasize the immediacy of our concerns and the need for EPA management to take action. A management alert does not represent a final report. Our evaluation is still ongoing, and a full report will be issued at the conclusion of our review.
Before we dive into details, I want to point out for our listeners that the OIG is involved with the Flint water crisis in two different ways. The first is the program evaluation we are talking about here, which is being conducted by analysts. The second is that OIG criminal investigators are participating in a federal investigation led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan regarding potential criminal violations that may have led to the water crisis in Flint. These are separate processes with different objectives, but both are related to Flint. So going back to the program evaluation, Charles, please briefly explain why the OIG did this review.
Sure. The OIG conducted this review to examine the circumstances of and the EPA's response to the contamination in Flint's community water system. We also looked at the EPA's exercise of its oversight authority. During our evaluation, we became aware of significant factors that delayed the EPA from using its emergency authority granted under the Safe Drinking Water Act to intervene in Flint.
Thank you, Charles. Would you please talk a little bit more about the sequence of events that led up to the EPA's involvement with the situation in Flint and the agency's authority under the Safe Drinking Water Act?
Okay. In April 2014, the city of Flint switched from purchasing treated water from Detroit Water and Sewerage to sourcing and treating its water supply from the Flint River. After the source switch, Flint residents started to report color and odor problems with the water to the EPA. By February 2015, indications of lead were being identified in the drinking water supply. Then, in April 2015, the EPA discovered that the necessary corrosion control had not been added in the public water system since the source switch. The OIG found that, as early as June 2015, the EPA's Region 5 had the authority and sufficient information to issue an emergency order to protect Flint residents from lead-contaminated water under Section 1431 of the Safe Drinking Water Act.
So are there special circumstances that dictate when the EPA can issue an emergency order?
According to the Safe Drinking Water Act, the EPA can use this discretionary authority whenever, one, contamination is in or likely to enter a drinking water source and may present an imminent and substantial endangerment to the health of persons, and two, the appropriate state and local authorities have not acted to protect human health. However, we found that EPA's Region 5 did not issue an emergency order because the region saw the state's actions as a jurisdictional bar. In other words, people at the federal agency believed they were unable to do anything because the state was already taking action. The EPA's own 1991 guidance clarifies that if state actions are deemed insufficient, the agency can and should proceed with a Section 1431 order. The EPA guidance also clarifies that the agency may use its emergency authority even when a state is acting if the state action is not protecting the public from the contaminants in a timely fashion.
Okay, thank you for that overview, Charles. Since issuing the emergency order in January to intervene in Flint, has the EPA done anything toward readiness for responding to future crises?
Yes, the EPA has since taken responsive steps by issuing an internal policy on how to elevate critical public health issues and conducting staff training on enforcement of the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Okay, Charles, so you've already explained that a more comprehensive report on the EPA's response to the Flint water contamination is forthcoming at the end of the program evaluation. In the meantime, what are the OIG's recommendations to the EPA in this management alert?
We are urging the EPA to take action to prevent future harm to public health through drinking water contamination. Essentially, the EPA needs to clarify for its employees how the agency's emergency authority can and should be used to intervene where there is a public health threat. Specifically, we have made two recommendations to the EPA's Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance. First, we have recommended that the EPA update its 1991 guidance on the Safe Drinking Water Act's Section 1431 Emergency Authority. Second, we have recommended that all EPA drinking water and drinking water enforcement program staff be required to attend training on Section 1431 authority and any updated guidance.
Thank you, Charles. In light of your findings and because of the high public interest in this topic, I know that the OIG will receive a lot of inquiries about when our final evaluation report will be released. Can you anticipate when that will happen?
No, not at this time. Again, the OIG's evaluation is ongoing, and we expect to issue a final report at the conclusion of our review. We don't know as yet when that will be.
All right, Charles. I appreciate you taking time to speak with me about this management alert. To read the report and learn more about other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And please, be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG. Thank you.